I'm going to be, like I said, we're starting this series called The Return of the Lord. The Return of the Lord. Now, this morning, I'm going to be looking at four things. The first one is, what is the return of the Lord? The second is a question, is Jesus really coming back? And how do we know he's going to come back? The next one I'll look at is the signs of his coming. Then I'll ask the question at the end of that. So the first thing I just want to look at is, what is the return of the Lord? Well, this describes the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, why is it called the second coming? It's called the second coming because Jesus already came to the earth 2,000 years ago. But when he came first, he came as a child. That's why we have Christmas, we have the celebrations that we have. And if we look at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, before Jesus was born as a child over 2,000 years ago, it was already spoken about. It had already been written in the scriptures hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus appeared. So Isaiah said, talking about the coming birth of Jesus Christ, it says, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So this was actually talking about the coming of Jesus the first time. Now, if we look at Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 11. Now, when Jesus was actually born, then, again, around what we describe as Christmas, an angel appeared to a group of shepherds. And I'll just read what this angel said. It says, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. So this described Jesus coming the first time into the world as a child. However, the second coming is referring to when Jesus is going to come back to the earth. But this time, he's not going to come back as a child as he did 2,000 years ago. He's going to come back in a totally different form. Now, why am I making the reference to the first time Jesus came? And how am I linking it to the second coming? Well, I just want to point out that over 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was born, a lot of people didn't know about it. In fact, a lot of people probably didn't believe it. They said, hang on, this Isaiah prophet guy, he spoke about this hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Is it really true? Will it really happen? Isn't this just someone reading from a book, from the Bible? How are we sure this thing that we've read about the coming of the, I'm talking about before he was born as a child. How are we sure these Christians, they just talk about all these things. How are we sure it's even true? Do you understand? But despite all that, Jesus still came the first time. Do you understand? That's why we have Christmas. He still came. And the Bible tells us that when he came, people didn't, it's just so amazing that one of the most significant things on earth here happened, and not a lot of people knew about it. They just thought, look, I can't be, I'm not even sure. They were not really expecting it. But that's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is that whether people expected it or not, then it still happened. Do you understand what I mean? It still happened. Now, what am I saying here? You can just grab a seat there. So the second coming is Jesus saying this time around, again, as it was written, that I am coming back. Let's look at Revelations chapter 22, verse 12. Revelations chapter 22, verse 12. We're looking at what is the second coming. Jesus said, behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. So the second coming is a time that Jesus said he will come back. And I want to put it to us again, if we look at it from legal terms, I'm not a lawyer. The same thing happened the first time, and he came. And I can assure you that the same thing is going to happen the next time he comes. He will come. Do you understand? So that's what we're looking at today. That's what the second coming is about. Now, the next thing I want to look at is this. Is Jesus really coming back? Do you understand? And people over the ages have asked that question. Jesus said this over 2,000 years ago. But is he really coming back? Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. And in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4, Peter was saying here, they will say, where is this coming he promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. So even then, people were saying, look, hang on, this second coming, is it really going to happen? If you look around, things have just been carrying on as they normally are. People are going to work. People are, you know, coming back from work. People are doing. It appears that nothing is going to happen. And Peter was highlighting this, that it's a question that will be ringing in the hearts of men, if at all. Is he going to really come back? Well, he is. How do we know he's going to come back? Well, he said he would. He said he would. If we look at, and you know, the previous one we looked at, Revelation chapter 22, verse 12, that we just went through now. He said, behold, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me. So Jesus said he's coming. So that's good enough as a word for us. Now, if we look at Acts chapter 1, verse 11, Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Now, when Jesus was being taken back to heaven after he had resurrected, this was over 2,000 years ago, and the Bible describes a scenario here where his disciples were gathered with him and he was taken up into the clouds, the Bible tells us. And an angel came and told the disciples, he says, look, men of Galilee, they said, some angels, says, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same manner you have seen him going to heaven. Do you understand? So, Jesus is going to come back because he said so, and we believe that, taking the testimony of the Bible in his first coming, that he truly will come back. Now, so that's the second part. Now, the part I just really want to focus on now is the signs of his coming. Jesus told his disciples, he said, look, because they were asking him this question. If you look at Matthew chapter 24, verse 3, Matthew chapter 24, verse 3, his disciples, while Jesus was on earth about 2,000 years ago, they began to ask him, and they said, look, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? So they were saying, look, Jesus, be plain. Tell us what is going to happen. How would we know that you're coming soon? What are the signs that we should look out for? Do you understand? What are the signs that we should begin to look out for? You know, I think I remember when my wife was giving birth then, the first time. And you know, they tell you, what are the signs? You know, that, you know, you're in labor and all those things. And, you know, we had packed everything. And I think the first time, she felt a slight, you know, pain. Someone was apparently kicking her quite a lot. Kicking. You know, always kicking. We're like, you know, this guy, why is he kicking my wife's stomach so much? And the sign was that they said, look, you start feeling contractions. You know, believe it or not, I was feeling the contractions with her as well. Supporting, she said, yeah, right by her side, you know. So the sign was, you know, birth pain. So they were asking, what is going to happen? How do we begin to know that these things are, what you're saying is going to come to pass? And he began to describe certain things. Those are the things we'll look at. Now, the first thing he said is this, Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 and 5. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 and 5. He said there will be a lot of religious deception. He mentioned that about two or three times. He said, Jesus answered, he says, watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name claiming I am the Christ and will deceive many. Jesus was saying that one thing that we begin to see is a lot of religious deception. Now, what this means is this. Claiming that I am the Christ. Now, Christ means Savior. So what will happen is that we'll have a lot of things coming up, and people will begin to claim that their way to God is correct. Do you understand? Some people will say, look, if you want to really make heaven, what you need to do is strap a bomb around yourself, go and kill as many people as possible. Then you make it. And people believe that. Do you understand? So there will be so many things happening. Deception. That will be one of the greatest things that will happen. And we see it all around us. I mean, I made a comment a couple of weeks ago here. And I said that, look, people are looking, well, not some people are really looking for God sincerely. Do you understand? Really, really sincerely. It's just that for some of them, they are deceived. And I was now saying that for some of these people that are looking for God, they are 100% committed. Why do I say that? And I made an example, not a good one, but do you know what it takes for someone to strap a bomb around themselves and kill themselves because they want to find God? The person that does that, although that's completely wrong, the mindset of that person, whether we wrongly so, is that, look, I am doing this for God, although wrongly. So can you imagine the level of commitment that that person has in doing that? But the wrong commitment, the wrong way. So what Jesus was saying is that there will be deception. People will think this is the way to God, but they're deceived. Do you understand what I mean? Religious deception. So that's the first thing. The other thing he began to say, Matthew chapter 24, verse 6 and 7. Matthew chapter 24, verse 6 and 7. This one is a popular one. In fact, if you turn on to your news now and you just Google what's happening, it says, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. It says, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. I'll stop there for now. Wars and rumors of wars. I mean, this one is so obvious. Jesus said that as the end is nearing, you will hear of rumors of wars and wars. Just turn on your news. I mean, I think someone was saying that, look, if you turn on the news now, you've got North Korea and you've got America bluffing. They're saying, if you do this, I will do this. And these guys have proper weapons. You understand what I mean? South Korea are panicking. They're saying, look, you guys don't even, you know, we don't want all this trouble. Don't, you know, wars and rumors of wars. Jesus said that it will escalate. However, he said the time hasn't come of his return. But this is one of the signs. So turn on your news. Jesus has already said these things will happen. Do you understand? Rumors of wars and wars. The other thing he mentioned, you know, you can leave it there, is famines and earthquakes. 7b. He says there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. You know, the puzzling thing is that you would imagine that in a world that is so technologically advanced, in a world where we have fertilizers, we have machinery for agriculture, there's still famine in some places. How possible is that? Do you understand? We would have thought that famine is restricted to like the Middle Ages when you had to use like physical instruments. But now there's mechanization, breakthrough in agriculture, breakthrough in so many areas. However, famine is still increasing. Drought, people dying from starvation in 20th century. And earthquakes. There was research that was done. I don't remember where I read this. And it said that the amount of earthquakes that have happened in the last 50 years, thereabout, has quadrupled more than even from the beginning of time. So what that means is that earthquakes are rapidly, the amount, the earthquake thing is really increasing. Jesus said it. So he said, these are the signs that you begin to see. Jesus didn't say anything else hidden. He pointed to signs that would be clear to everybody. Do you understand? This is one of the things that he said. Now, the other thing he said is Matthew chapter 24, verse 9. Matthew chapter 24, verse 9. And he began to say something about Christians. And we'll look at that, 24:9. He says, then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death. He says, you will be hated by all nations because of me. Talking about Christians. Now, Christ began to say something. He began to say, look, as a Christian, or as people who believe in the faith, we will be persecuted. Handed over. Now, in England here, this is really nice. You know, we're comfortable. You know, we can sing and all that. There are countries and situations where to proclaim that you're a Christian, just say goodbye to your family, say goodbye to all your friends, because surely you're going to prison. There are some places that it is illegal to be a Christian. Do you understand what I mean? And it's increasing. You will have thought that, come on, there's human rights, there's the UN, there's all these things. Why is all this still happening? You'll be hated. So for you as a Christian, yes, you will suffer persecution. I will suffer persecution. Do you understand? That's what Christ said. You understand? Now, the other thing that he said, Matthew chapter 24, verse 10. Matthew chapter 24, verse 10. He began to say something as well. He says that at that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And what he was saying here is that, look, a time will come that some people will just say, look, I've had enough of this Christianity business. I'm off. Do you understand? And it's happening. I remember, just this past week, I went to visit a couple, some of my friends in another region. Not Bristol, another region somewhere. And I hadn't seen them for about a year. They're Christians. And they were telling me. And they began to tell me stories and stories of some people who, you know, had been in the same church with them, who had just gotten up and just left. And they just said, look, I don't want to have anything to do with church. And, you know, some of those people I know. And you now begin to wonder, what happened really? What really happened to them? That's another story. But Christ said that it will happen. It's not a good thing, but he said it will happen. Now, what else did he say? He said that in Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. So this is the second to the last point that I'm going to make. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. He described what the world will be like sometimes, mostly. He says, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. So Jesus began to say that, for if we're not really careful, it can get to the point, and it's getting to the point, where people will look around and they'll say, come on, why are people so wicked? Why are people so heartless? Why are people doing so much evil, repaying good with evil? And Jesus said, what could happen in that situation is that people become cold. It's like, well, if everybody's this way, what's the point of being good? What's the point of living a life that is honorable? What's the point of living a life of trying to help humanity? Or what's the point of being? He said there will be this tendency because wickedness will increase. Proper wickedness. The last thing I want to look at in this section, and I'll ask the question, is this. However, Jesus said something. He didn't just leave it there, all doom and gloom. He didn't just end it there and say, well, you know, guys, just fold it up, cry. No, he didn't leave it there. He ended by saying something, and that's Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. He said something there, and he said, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, then the end will come. So Jesus said that even though all this is happening, even though people are becoming wicked, even though there are rumors of war, even though there's this, even though there's that, one thing is this: the gospel of the kingdom will increase. The gospel of the kingdom will increase. It will be preached through all nations. That means as all these things are happening, the antidote, the thing that will separate one person from the other, is not going to be how kind you are. It's not going to be how educated you are. It's not going to be how intelligent you are. No, it is going to be a separation by the gospel. That means as the gospel is preached, people will hear the good news of Christ. Even though there's chaos around, people will have the peace of God that he says in John chapter 14, verse 27, that this peace I leave with you, not as the world gives. Do you understand? Jesus begins to tell us that the gospel of the kingdom will be preached. What that means is that even though there's chaos around us, even though there are people threatening wars and all that, that won't matter for people who have the gospel of the kingdom. So that's the good news that I have for today. So even though all these things are happening, Jesus said, guys and girls, the gospel will be preached even through all this. And I'm going to close now. And the question I just want to ask us this morning, and we'll pray, is when Jesus comes back, are you going to be ready to meet him? Do you understand? The Bible tells us that it will be like a normal day, like we're here now. You might be at home, you know, cooking breakfast or whatever, and Jesus will just come in the twinkle of an eye. If you flip that thing back to the PowerPoint. So that's why we have this theme here. It says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, suddenly, as you blink, Christ will just come. So it's not going to be like he came as a child where angels, you know, announce and, you know, people. No, a twinkle of an eye. So the question I have for us today is, when Christ comes, are you going to be ready to meet him? Are you going to be ready to meet him? So that's the question I'm going to leave us with today. I'll ask us to rise this morning.